Welcome to the Medicare Help Desk radio show and podcast with Justin Colvin. Figuring out which coverage is best for you can be overwhelming and confusing. The Medicare Help Desk is here to answer all your questions. And now, here's your host, Medicare specialist, Justin Colvin.
Welcome to the Medicare Help Desk radio show and podcast. This is Justin Colvin, your host, author, entrepreneur, and insurance broker. So we are just excited to be here today. Every day we come in here, every week rather, just giving out new content about Medicare, all the inner workings, trying to help make sense for all the listeners. So we do appreciate you tuning in today. This is going to be episode 32, and that's the importance of critical illness and cancer coverage. I haven't talked about this yet, and it's a big topic. I want to kind of unpack it today. So this is something near and dear to my heart, and I recommend this wholeheartedly with a lot of my customers. It's very inexpensive. It's super modest. The premiums are very modest. I mean, it's as little as a cup of coffee a day, and a cheap cup of coffee at that. You can do this, okay? So we're going to talk about all that in today's broadcast. If you're tuning in with us again, it's Justin Colvin here with the Medicare Help Desk radio show. I own and operate the Medicare Help Desk. We are an insurance, independent insurance brokerage, and we are based right here locally in Tallahassee. And we work with about, it's over 1,200 clients now. We have a lot of customers all around the country in about close to 40 states. And being independent is great because that means we're not captive or held hostage to any one particular insurance company. We can work with all the companies. That's critical because no one company is the best plan for your needs, and especially across the country, depending where you live, even just in a region. You know, someone here in Tallahassee may have a different best plan for them versus someone even as far as maybe Pensacola. Market's very different over there in terms of what plans are offered, especially for Medicare. So plans can and do vary widely. So it's important to choose not just the plan, but who represents you. So that's our biggest plug here, is that we're an advocate for you as the individual, right? So your broker, your agent, it's like having a good, attorney, okay, or a good realtor, someone represents you and can work on your behalf to help you navigate this process, because it is messy, it is confusing, and it's very overwhelming. Why do it alone? Why not have someone help you? We don't charge anything. Our fees are, we have no fees. Everything's complimentary. We get paid by the insurance company if you choose to work with us. And so the rates are no different if you go direct to the company. So why would you do that? It doesn't really make sense. You want someone to represent you. Hopefully you choose to use myself and the Medicare Help Desk or somebody else that's reputable, that you think has your best interest at heart and that's ethical and does the right thing, and it will call you back. Hard to find people like that today. I know a lot of folks complain about it's hard to get people to work today and hard to get folks that will work and do things efficiently and do things correctly. So that's one thing we pride ourselves on, is our work ethic. We're committed to the local business community. We're part of the local Tallahassee Chamber of Commerce. We're also tied into the Better Business Bureau. Number one on Google for search, anything local search here in Tallahassee. For Medicare, we're the number one source, close to 55-star Google reviews. That's a big thing. Our clients rave about us. So definitely give us a call, number 1-800-414-2044. And the local number, of course, 850-632-0033. You can call or text anytime with a question. So let's just jump right into it. Today's topic, episode 32, the importance of critical illness and cancer coverage. So I thought I would spend the first segment just kind of defining what is this, all right, and what does it do, and what does it cover? And then I'll get into the second segment, why I think it's highly recommended, why I recommend it to clients, and the reasons I recommend it, okay, and how to qualify, how much it costs, kind of more the inner working. So just a fun fact, critical illness was actually founded, the insurance product itself, by a physician. I did not know this, actually, when I was doing some research before the show. And it was a South African doctor back in the early 80s that launched the first critical illness product. Now, many companies offer this. So a lot of folks think of Aflac. It's probably the first company that comes to mind. You know, oh, the cancer policy. You know, they kind of pioneered that. It was already out before it, before they introduced it. Other companies had it. But, you know, Aflac did a big job of making it hugely successful. I mean, it's a billion-dollar industry, just cancer policy alone. And, of course, every other company follows suit. Now you can get it from Mutual of Omaha, Aetna, Cigna. You know, many other carriers have the same type of product. I think it's extremely valuable. The rates are very minimal, but cancer is just one type of policy that falls under the umbrella. So when you think of critical illness, a lot of the conditions are, you know, things that are kind of what we call dreaded diseases. And that's when they first critical illness policy was created, it was also called dreaded illness or dreaded disease insurance. So it's a lot of these things that we just wish would never happen, right, to us. Things that are very significant events like cancer, stroke, heart attack, mini stroke, coronary bypass surgery. These are some of the big ones. And then some of the ones that are a little bit more rare would be like blindness, coma, deafness, loss of speech, loss of limbs, organ transplant, multiple sclerosis, list goes on, paralysis, and then some ones that are more quite common, Alzheimer's and Parkinson's, especially in the last 20 to 30 years, the rates for Alzheimer's and Parkinson's have increased tremendously. So we are, unfortunately, as a developed economy here in the U.S., we have a lot of chronic disease. We really do. Some of the diseases that didn't really exist, even 100 years ago, cancer, I think the rates were very, very slim. It wasn't something you heard about very often. And now, unfortunately, cancer is very prevalent. You know, it's one of the stats I had covered, I looked up online, was 1 in 2 women and 1 in 3 men are impacted by cancer at some point in your lifetime. So it's very common. Everybody knows someone that's been impacted by cancer. Okay. And a lot of people may not think about it, but there's coverage for that. Okay. You can buy a policy to protect against this. And it's essentially like a lump sum policy. And so if you're diagnosed with one of these stated conditions, if it's covered in the policy, they're just going to pay out that cash amount to you or your beneficiary. It's a very simple mechanism. You know, you just have a diagnosis and they pay. And so it really helps to offset all the out-of-pocket expenses that are associated with a very chronic, critical illness condition like this, right? Something would come up like this because it can be even costly to treat. And then there's a lot of things you don't think about that we're going to cover in the second segment, just unanticipated costs. Even if you have great insurance, you might say, I don't need this. I've got great insurance. What do I need a cancer policy for, a critical illness? There's a lot of things you don't really take into account. And we'll kind of unpack that in the second segment. But just in terms of the benefits, you can go, some of these policies, typically it's about $5,000 is the minimum. I have seen some smaller minimums, but usually you're buying a face amount anywhere from $5,000 to as high as $75,000 to $100,000. There might be a few companies that do even higher amounts. And it can be used for any purpose you want. So this is just it's a check with no strings attached. It doesn't get paid to the provider unless you assign it to your provider. It gets paid to you upon diagnosis or your beneficiary. So you can do whatever you want with the money. Obviously, the intention is for offsetting costs of the healthcare for the treatment. It could be also for drug costs. It can be for travel expenses. If you're traveling to and from maybe an out-of-state facility like maybe MD Anderson or perhaps Moffitt in Tampa, you know, there's travel costs associated with that. Lost wages. These are some things I'll cover in more detail in the second segment. But a lot of people don't think about all these other, you know, costs that come up, right? These other things, and they're there. And no one ever complains about getting a check. You know, if you were diagnosed with something like this money can come in useful, you know, very, very handy. And so the average benefit amount, I thought this is kind of interesting, some more statistical measures, is the average benefit amount for critical illness as an individual is $21,993, according to Wikipedia. And for group or worksite products, it's about almost $15,000. This would be if you're working at an employer. Most of my clientele and the folks that are listening to this show are obviously seniors, Medicare age. So we'll probably look at that first example as maybe the more average amount. Also, I thought this was interesting is the average age at the time of purchase for critical illness is 46. I'm 40, actually 41. I misspoke. I just had a birthday. So I'm 5 years away from this average age purchase time. But even as, you know, my audience, which is seniors on Medicare, approaching Medicare in your mid-60s, you know, 64, heading into 65, even up to your 70. I've had people in their early mid-70s purchase this product. It's very, very reasonably priced. So I don't want you to think it's like I don't need it or it's too expensive. It's not. And it's extremely useful, as we'll cover in more detail. So again, that is critical illness. And there's many ways you can purchase this. You could just buy a critical illness policy, which covers a lot of different conditions. You could buy just a cancer policy, just a heart attack stroke policy. And they all have different prices to them. Most commonly, I'm doing a cancer plan because that's just what comes up most often. And it has the highest out-of-pocket expenses. Even with like a heart attack, right, or stroke, the risk is maybe you're in a hospital for a few days. If you have a plan that has copays or out-of-pocket expenses for the hospital stay, it's not going to be tremendous. Like cancer costs a lot of money. It's a very, very expensive disease to treat. And that's why it typically is more popular to purchase. Although heart attack and stroke are the second right behind it. Or you could buy for a little bit more money, you could buy a critical illness policy that covers kind of all these conditions lumped together. That might be a little more expensive because now you have more ways to be paid from the plan because it has more ways that it pays out. But as of this broadcast, there's 5 million people in the U.S. that have some type of critical illness policy. So that's only about, that's less than 2% of the population. Not a lot of folks. So it's a lot of room for this industry to grow, but there's just, I think it's an underserved market. And that's why we're doing this show today. So again, it's Justin Colvin with the Medicare Help Desk radio show. We're going to pay some bills. We'll be back in the second segment. Stay tuned. We're going to talk about more with cancer and all the details you want to know. So stick around. Working on a 9 moon. In the summertime. Welcome back to the Medicare Help Desk radio show. Justin Colvin, your host. Thank you for tuning in. We really do appreciate all our listeners out there in radio land. And today's topic, as we were talking in the first segment, it's episode 32, the importance of critical illness and cancer coverage. So we talked quite extensively about that. I was surprised myself about, you know, actually a physician was the person that came up with this product, not an insurance company. So I thought that was quite interesting. So we're going to dig in more to this here in this second segment. We're going to talk about the cost and the benefits, what these benefits would be used for, and more and more. So critical illness, as we talked about in the first segment, it can cover many different conditions. We talked about cancer, stroke, heart attack, bypass surgery, blindness, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, multiple sclerosis, paralysis, and many other things. Now, the biggest three products today, because of the most common, is cancer, heart attack, stroke, okay? And that's mostly what we're writing. Some of these other things are pretty obscure, coma, deafness, I mean, loss of speech, loss of limbs. Not to say it can't happen, it could, but it's the numbers aren't there. So when you think about insurance and, you know, what it is, essentially, it's like a bet, right? I mean, they have actuaries that develop rate tables for certain types of occurrences, and it's risk. They're measuring risk. So the risk of those other items is very, I'd say, probably small. The risk of heart attack, stroke, cancer is pretty high. And so that's why most people that buy these type of plans either buy an all-inclusive critical illness, which is a little bit more expensive if you buy, you know, a policy that covers all of them, or a lot of people just buy something that makes sense for them. So if you have a family history of cancer, you might want to buy a cancer policy, right? If you have parents that maybe had a lot of cardiovascular conditions, heart attack, stroke, if there's a hereditary issue for that, you know, history, then you're probably more of an inclined risk to it. You may want to buy that product or both, right? So that's kind of a good way of hunting and figuring out which product is best for you. Again, if you're just tuning in with us, it's Justin Colvin here at the Medicare Help Desk radio show. Our phone number, if you have questions about today's topic, is 850-632-0033. You can call or text that number. Also, our 1-800 number is 800-414-2044. And our website is www.themedicarehelpdesk.com. So definitely give us a call if you need help with the annual reviews for Medicare. Be happy to help. Today's deep dive is, again, on this critical illness topic and cancer coverage. So we'll get into the second segment. First thing I want to cover is why buy this. I'm sure a lot of people are like, well, I don't need this. I've already got Medicare and I've got a supplement. I've got great insurance. I don't have hardly any out-of-pocket expenses. This is a waste of money. Au contraire. First of all, it's very inexpensive to buy this, okay? And second of all, there's a lot of other intrinsic costs associated with these conditions that you just don't think about that come up. And a lot of people need the money, wish they would have bought it after the fact. I can't tell you how many folks say this. So why buy this, okay? One of them is just the out-of-pocket cost of care and treatment. Obviously, if you have Medicare, let's say, in a supplement plan F or G, which pays all the bills, you're just like, well, I don't have any out-of-pocket expenses. And that is true for the most part. But there's drug costs. Drug costs are very expensive with Medicare Part D. And there's a donut hole. So you could easily be out-of-pocket $5,000 to $10,000 or more just in drug costs, okay? Maybe even more, all right? One of the other things I'll mention is lost income. Just because you're senior doesn't mean not all seniors are retired. Some people are still working, maybe even part-time. Well, you're not going to be working if you're going through chemo and radiation and other invasive treatments. You're not going to have the energy to do it, and it's just not going to make sense. So that's lost income that you're not getting, which puts a you know, put pressure on your lifestyle. So it's a stress. So lost income is one. Or maybe your spouse has lost income. Perhaps you're retired, but your spouse is still working. They're not going to be able to work as much if you're going through a lot of intensive treatment, right? Travel expenses. This is a big one. You know, if you have original Medicare, you can go to any hospital you want. You can go to any facility in the country. You can go to Moffitt in Tampa. You can go to MD Anderson in Houston, Texas. That's one of the top cancer facilities. Well, how are you going to get to Houston from Florida? You got to fly there, drive there, stay in a hotel, gas. There's a lot of costs that are going to be incurred there. Also, when you have a major health condition like this, many times your lifestyle is going to have to change. There's a couple of adjustments. So there's costs with that. Okay. But one of the biggest ones I really believe is that RX cost, the prescription drugs. That is one of the biggest reasons we do so many cancer plans is that because of the donut hole that exists, which is also known as the coverage gap with Part D, prescription drug plans. This is my Medicare folks here. So that's a big thing. Another item, and I've had this is another big selling point. This money is no strings attached. You don't have to use it for treatment. Now, generally, that's what it is, or other associated costs that just kind of come with the situation because of the treatment, but you don't have to. It can be used for any purpose whatsoever. And one other thing that happens is with our traditional healthcare system, you know, they don't cover holistic or naturopathic medicine. They kind of frown on it. It's kind of like, you know, fraud science. They kind of poo-poo on that. And so if you're diagnosed with cancer, the traditional treatment is chemo, radiation, surgery, maybe some immunotherapy, but they're not covering holistic therapy, not covering infrared sauna, they're not covering, you know, vitamin supplementation or other juicing techniques. And there's a lot of other things that are just very obscure tactics and treatment methods within the holistic framework. And, you know, some of them have some very good efficacy. I've had chiropractors on this show that have talked extensively about just how the healthcare system is controlled and so much by money and greed. Well, guess what? This is a way to fight back. You can take this money that you get from the cancer policy and use it for any treatment method you want. It's your money. So if you want to go to a naturopathic facility, and some of them are not cheap, but you know, it's obviously not as much as cancer, but it might be 10 or 15 grand to do a full course of alternative treatment. Guess what? You now have created a way to do that because of the cancer policy, because Medicare is not going to cover that stuff. You're on your own if you want to go a different route than traditional treatment methods that they've approved, right? So there's a multitude of reasons why the cancer product makes sense. Now, let's talk about the cost. It's very inexpensive. For as little as a dollar a day, most of the cancer plans I write today is about usually a $10,000 or $15,000 face amount. And the rates are very modest, usually $30 to $45 a month. So that's $1 to $1.50 a day. We piss that money away all the time. I mean, let's just be honest with ourselves. $30 a month is nothing. I mean, it's a dollar a day. It's a cheap cup of coffee at a gas station, much less a nice cup. But look what it provides. That's $10,000 on average. Most seniors can get between $30 and $40. You can get $10,000 of cancer coverage. If you just run the numbers, okay, actuarially, you could pay on this for like 25 to 30 years. And if you ever get cancer, okay, which is highly likely for seniors because it's, again, the stats are 1 in 2 women and 1 in 3 men get cancer throughout their lifetime. So if you just run the numbers, I mean, you can pay on a cancer policy 25 or 30 years. If you ever get diagnosed with cancer and it pays out, you've already made back all those premiums. So it's not a lot of money. Again, that's why it's so relevant. It's just a nice protection mechanism for everybody. I firmly recommend them. What's the most popular product? As we've just talked about, cancer. And the reason is cancer treatment is extremely expensive. So if you decide to go the traditional route with chemo, radiation, surgery, if you have a Medicare Advantage plan, then you have the max out-of-pocket to contend with. You're not protected like the Medicare supplement, which pays the 20%. The Medicare Advantage plan, you pay the 20%. Up until you hit the max out of pocket. Now, granted, these plans have a lot of other bells and whistles and they're zero premium. They include dental, vision, hearing, drug coverage, et cetera. So they're very attractive, but cancer is a real hole. So I even further recommend them if you have an Advantage plan to really have the cancer product because that's a true risk factor for you. And if the max out of pocket is $10,000 on the out of network side and you want to go to Shands or you want to go to MD Anderson or Moffitt or some other place that's not in network, you can sort of do that with a PPO Advantage plan. But you're on the hook for 20%. Up to the max out of pocket. If it's 10 grand, then you have to pay that. So the cancer plugs that hole. It really is just a beautiful product designed for that. It really augments it. So hopefully that has given you some information there on some of the costs. And like I said, the biggest reason we really do advocate for this is that prescription drug donut hole. I can't understate that enough or overstate that enough. Is it because that's just one of the downfalls with Medicare, unfortunately, is the drug plans are not as robust as commercially, you know, group drug plans, right? So they don't have a donut hole. Medicare plans do have a donut hole or coverage gap. And guess what? Unfortunately, all the cancer meds that if you do go through traditional cancer treatment, the oral-based chemo meds and other hormone meds that the oncologist is going to want to prescribe are ultra expensive. They're all in the tier 5 category. Many of these drugs are $2,000 to $4,000 a month. And so you'll be in the donut hole. What if it spills over into the next year? You could hit the donut hole twice. You know, things don't always happen when they're convenient. What if you get diagnosed with cancer in the fall, you go through treatment, you're on a Medicare Advantage plan, by January it's reset, and the drug plan donut hole is also reset because you're in a new calendar year. So that could be potentially $10,000-$15,000. That's why we do this. That's exactly why we recommend the cancer, because it really is a true fit to help to plug these holes and out-of-pocket expenses. So as far as qualifying, kind of lastly here, how do I qualify? There's only a few questions, folks. It's not that difficult. It's not like a full life insurance exam and, you know, blood and urine samples. It's like 3 health questions, typically HIV, AIDS, and then have you plainly just been treated for cancer, you know, in the last 5 years? Most of them are 5-year lookbacks. Some are 10, but most are 5 years, the ones I do. And they even have recurrence riders. They can actually pay multiple times. So you could get your first payment if the cancer goes in remission and then, God forbid, comes back again, which many times, unfortunately, does happen. The policy can actually pay out a smaller segment of the face amount. So there's ways to get paid more than once, potentially. And that's a very common thing with cancer. You'll be treated, goes to remission. 2, 3, 4, 5 years later, it's back, unfortunately. So hopefully that has been helpful. Again, like I said, a firm advocate of these critical illness policies, in particular cancer. And we hope we've made that point very clear today. It's Justin Colvin with the Medicare Help Desk Radio Show. Open enrollment is still going on, folks. Give me a call if you need help with your enrollment. October 15th through December 7th. That's the big, busy window. We're in it. My number, 800-414-2044, on our website, www.themedicarehelpdesk.com. Have a great week, folks.